Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Pods! Emirates Cup tonight! I'm rooting for Spurs.
Who are they playing?
Knicks.
Well, I'll be doozy.
In Vegas. I want the Warriors to get to Vegas.
Oh, that reminds me of I saw a headline that I couldn't care less about.
Read it.
NBA Cup's future in Las Vegas is uncertain.
Wow.
Who cares? Who gives a rat's ass?
But I
want to
know why.
Who cares?
You do.
I don't care.
I want to know the skinny behind that.
And
where would you move it to?
I don't care.
To the Bay.
I don't care.
Chase.
You should get rid of it. It's a joke.
Emirates Cup. No, they get extra bread.
Exactly. It's a joke. Hey, earlier today, Guru, GBT chat with about Ross Tucker.
Oh my God, I'm staring. I just can't stop staring at it.
And so the chat GBT, I guess, was mistaken and said that Ross Tucker had played for the New York Giants, but
from
he never played.
To 03, yeah.
And Evan had told Goo that, hey, you can't rely on AI. And I think he found some proof why you can't rely on AI, Goo.
Uh-oh.
So during the break, I received a message from the boss, and he's clearly listening because he asked AI, he asked ChatGPT, what are your thoughts on Daryl the Guru Johnson?
It doesn't know me.
Would you like to know what it said?
He can't wait. Of course, he wants to know.
Daryl the Guru Johnson is generally seen as a strong, distinctive voice in Bay Area sports media, especially on 95.7 The Game.
Only.
A few honest takeaways people tend to have about him.
Oh my God.
What's going on?
Deep hoops credibility.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
His basketball knowledge, especially...
Football and baseball?
Especially around the Warriors and the NBA, comes across as well-studied and confident. He doesn't just react. He explains why things are happening on the court. Number two, unapologetically opinionated. The Guru isn't afraid to take firm stances, even when they're unpopular. That rubs some listeners the wrong way. You always know where he stands. And number three, more analyst than entertainer.
Oh my
Compared
God.
To louder, hot take personalities, he leans cerebral.
You gotta be absolutely kidding me.
I swear to God, I'm reading this.
Oh, I'm out, Steiny. Don't put me in a box of hoop. I like baseball and football.
That was what you had a problem with?
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was started off okay.
It's as good as you're going to get.
I'm an entertainer.
I have a feeling you put me in there and say the same thing.
Right. That sounded more like you. Come on, man. Wow. Nothing about the community, though. Remember my buddy, the sheriff you met, June, he put my name in there, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and it said I was a pillar of the community, gives back.
Which community?
Union City, and the mayor, and all the stuff that I've done to try to help the city. in the high school and the local kids there. Yeah, so
when's
that
the last time you did something like that?
I was on a panel for Black History Month. No, just recently. Get up. I ain't all sports, buddy.
You're mostly sports.
Nah, I'm a father. How about that?
Yeah, your kids are grown. So
well, you don't stop.
That part's over. No, you're right about that.
Yeah?
You're right about that. All right.
Where you want to go?
We can talk Niners. We haven't talked about Brandon Ayuk. Speaking of cryptic messages.
So we wouldn't be talking about the Niners because he's not on the team. But go ahead, Stoney. I heard the guys in the morning. It was fabulous. But I just feel like he's spiraling out of control. I could totally be wrong. I'm a black man watching another young black man. Just, I feel like I don't know why he's mad at the Niners. Okay, that's one. He ran away from all this bread. Then I got friends and family and my brother tell him he's got $60 million. That means he's got 40, 30. I'm not counting chips, but how many stories do we see with entertainers, ball players, and whatever walk of life? You never have enough. And for him to walk away as damaged as he is, trying to get back, I just don't know whatever tour of, hey, cameraman, watch me buy my jewelry. Watch me buy these cars. Watch me flash and stunt. I get all that. But you're not a rapper. You're an injured athlete trying to get another contract from another team. And the way you're going about your business to me, and I can't judge, Donnie, it is kind of odd. And, you know, I'm not going there, Antonio Brown, but we thought that was cute and we saw where that ended up. I'm just wondering, what is Ayuk, what's going on upstairs? And so the people that care about him, tell him, I just feel like you might be hurting your chances to get hit your wagon to another team. With whatever you call yourself doing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the money goes, this is one of those where I don't care that he has $60 million or 40 or 20 or 100. I like he's doing what he's doing, and obviously the money that party must not care about. I mean, I'd love to know like how much money he's made, how much he gave up by doing this. I'm not convinced. He's going to be a free agent, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the money he lost, I don't think he'll ever get again.
Maybe not.
So that makes you think, what are you thinking? Okay. And I understand life's not all about money, but this is my $1 million question. Stoney, just, I'm on your couch and you send the bill, mail it to me. Why did he get mad at the Niners when they ended up paying him? What did they do for him to get mad and not show up to rehab, do all the stuff while he was hurt with Jaden Daniel? What did the Niners? I would really want to know from Brandon's mouth, what did they do to piss you off? Because from my intel or our intel, he had a couple locales he could have signed off on a trade and he didn't want to go to those cities.
Yeah, I think basically he milked the Niners, got the most money he could from the Niners, and then, I mean, is there any other way to put it than he kind of pulled a Steven Jackson?
But he didn't get all the money from the Niners. He was supposed to.
Right.
And then he pulled this stunt, and I'm just worried about,
but I got to believe he's walking away with something for this past year.
Well,
he got paid this year for whatever that was going to be.
He got the money guaranteed at signing, so he got $45 million.
Right, but he could have had so much more, Evan, and it's easy. I would love 40, but give me half. But, you know, that's a big, hey, and I can hear some of my best friends, oh, you counting somebody else's chicken?
Yeah, that's where I'm at on this one.
It's the videos,
it goes the other
too,
way.
Stoney. I'm just, okay. Then you're not worried about him.
No, I mean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Am I worried about Brandon Ayuk? I'd have to say no. I'm not worried about him. What do you think could have triggered him to be mad at the organization that gave him more than I thought he was worth? I was pro BA, pay him. They gave him above and beyond. And now you're throwing money out of the window of your Ferrari or whatever you drive.
Well, I think part of it's got to be he was clearly upset the way negotiations went, right? It had to be the way negotiations went. And I also think I also think he was, you know, in the games he played before he got hurt, he wasn't very good, and he probably heard stuff that bothered him, and he said, you know what, I don't need to play for this team. My bigger issue is, what do you do with guys who don't want to play for you?
But how often does that happen?
Well, it's happening twice right now with Kuminga and with Ayuk.
Yeah, but I'll say this.
Jonathan Kuminga did not want to come back to the Golden State Warriors. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, it became
he didn't want to play his role.
Jonathan doesn't want to be here. And they're trying to make it work by having him be here.
But he hasn't even mastered his role. Ayuk was an all-pro.
But he didn't I got to believe something was going on during the negotiations where there was some funky stuff going on with negotiations. And then I'm just wondering, is it fair for the Niners to ask themselves, does this guy really want to be here?
But they should have done that before they broke him off the brand, because he does both of them come across selfish. I mean, Kuminga, you got to master your job and then you can lead vocal, but you got to master background vocals first, and he hadn't done that.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and that segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.